My name is Fran and I like being outdoors, especially on a hot summer's day.
My name is Darren. I like to work in the woods. I sit by the kiln making food as well with pots.
So my name's Ewan and I like going on my bicycle and going quite fast on it. A bit of a breeze, wind in the hair, it's really chills.
This is Carousel Radio and we are spending a show outside.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
The Outdoors by Johnny Schachter. Johnny Schachter asked in creative writing class, I'm interested in outdoor sports. David, can you help me? Please name an outdoor sport. David said, yes, there is chasing the girls. Joanna corrected him that strictly speaking, it's not an outdoor sport. It is an organized activity. It is often Friday afternoon at the Grey Sayre from 1 o'clock p.m. to 3 o'clock p.m. Johnny said, can I sign up for the class? Joanna said, sure, I'll put your name on the list. Johnny then asked, what other outdoor sports are there? Joanna said, there's mixed mud wrestling. Johnny asked, is the mud mixed or is the wrestling mixed? Joanna laughed and said, the mud is mixed. I'll show you. Outdoors here is the swimming pool. We took out all the water and put it in mud, 3 feet high in the pool. Are you interested? Before Johnny could react, Joanna pushed David and Johnny in the mud. Then David put Johnny in a fierce headlock. Then Stuart and Becky were thrown in the mud. Becky put Stuart in a bear hug and kept squeezing him. He yelled, stop hugging me, you're suffocating me. Joanna shouted, oh, stop exaggerating and dramatizing. Then Tina and Colleen were thrown in the mud. Tina grabbed Colleen by the nose and tried pulling it off. Colleen shouted, leave my nose alone, please. Finally, Sally came outside and saw everyone in the mud. She shouted, you are all playing hooky and you all of you will have to get out of the pool. You were all expelled from the center for 2 weeks, except for Stuart, who is now suffering. He has broken ribs and will be sent to hospital. Joanna, go back to work and don't let this happen again. Joanna replied, could you or would you please forgive me? Please don't be angry with me. Please put chocolate on top. Sally said, okay, I forgive you and I will not be angry. So everybody forgave everybody and everyone lived happily ever after.
This is Carousel Radio and we are outside.
My favourite outdoor space is the tandem on the bike. So what happens is I go with my dad on the tandem, which is a bike with two seats. I sit on the back, dad sits on the front, and I go to different sessions. So where I work is Team Dominica, that's where I work, and also to Carousel Radios. Tandem, it keeps me fit, keeps my energy up, just keeps me going.
My favourite is the open top bus. It was a lovely day to sit on the top and taking pictures of Brighton and Hove. On the top bus in Eastbourne, we go around seeing lots of staff taking pictures and the ice cream splatting our faces.
Another of my favourite outdoor spaces is going on the boat, because Dad owns a boat and the boat name is Quintessence. So the weather's good, we go on it, sleeps about six people, it's got an engine. We might spend a night on it or a day out on it. Can spend day or night on it, really. I love going on the boat because I can look at all the scenery around me and other boats going around as well. So that's quite cool.
My favourite outdoor space is the Hove Park. I go there quite often and I walk there by myself. My favourite bit of Hove Park is going on the gym equipment. Other people are socialising, having a drink and chat at the cafe or something to eat. And two small children are playing on the equipment and older people can play bowls or table tennis or tennis.
Port Holland, Cornwall, I've been down there a few times where my grandma lives. It's good. because it's got sound of the waterfall down it as well. So there's sand, you can build sandcastles down there too. There's the sound of the sea and the waves, so that's rather nice. And I enjoy it though because it's my favourite beach.
We spent the morning on the beach collecting sands too, it is. The river is really sunny and there's two people playing basketball.
We're looking out towards the sea on the beach and we can see lots of things, including my old place from the Palace Pier.
That is the Brighton Pier. There's lots of activities, fun fairs at the end, and there's the arcade in one end, and there's lots of foods as well, donuts.
Well, I can see some people walking on the beach. David, what can you see?
I see people swimming in the sea and they paddling, surfing, paddling, boarding, yeah.
They're also doing kayaking and canoeing as well.
And also, I think the sea's quite calm, so people can, if they want to, go and have a nice dip in the water, I think. Again, weather's nice, fresh weather down here.
I can see the West Pier from here, which it's burnt down.
Children are playing on the beach and screaming and shouting and having a bit of fun. I can see a lifeboat going very slowly. They save people's lives out on the English Ocean.
And now I'm going to go at table tennis. I like playing table tennis, and there is table tennis court over there. Table tennis outside is different because the ball might get caught in the wind.
I can hear a show, I can make you feel good in the headphones. It's good.
There are different bars and restaurants around. You can get a drink or an ice cream. And at night time, the bars, the clubs open. Sometimes the bars play music.
Seriously? That music's just terrible. I've never heard anything like it in my life. Seriously, I haven't. God, that music's awful. Right, we're going to record more footstep sounds. The sound of the stones makes you feel good on the beach, I think. It makes you feel good because it's a good sound to hear whenever you're on the beach, and it reminds you of the sound of nature as well.
We came across a photography expedition at Brighton Beach. There's loads of pictures and drawings of how Brighton was like.
And also in the distance there's the I-360 just up there. The I-360 is basically where it's a thrilling ride all about going up, and you can see the whole of Brighton, and it's a stunning view, but I've never been on it myself. So how was the experience for Anne when you went up on it?
Do you know what? It was my first time and I really loved it. It takes about half an hour to get up and down.
Brilliant.
You could see everything. And on a clear day you could see the Isle of Wight.
Oh, stop it, the smell of fish and chips in the air right now. So we are in where you can buy your own fresh fish from the sea outside where they collect their fish in the nets.
It says Jack and Linda Smokehouse 2011, the winner. They sell shellfish, cockles, prawns, mussels, crayfish, crab sticks and dressed crab. I might get some to take that. How much are the prawns?
£2.50, man, please.
Can I have some prawns, please?
All right, prawns. You put vinegar on them as well.
Yeah, the salt and vinegar and salt.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
And that's a cheaper price.
Yeah, it's the best price, yeah.
We are at the Fishing Museum on the seafront.
I'm going up the stairs. Well,
I can see a big boat. And in the boat, it's got rope, netting, and baskets, and it looks like we are aboard the boat. Ahoy, my hearties!
Davos! Hear that sound? The sound of a bell.
There's a TV screen showing the history of Brighton many years ago. It's the history of Brighton fishing.
we just asked some skateboarders to do some skateboarding, and they just did, and they were really good.
Rather impressive what they're doing is all the stunts and stuff, but I wouldn't do the experience if I had the chance to do it. I'd find it a terrifying experience if I actually did it.
I'm thirsty. I got a can of Coke. I bought it from one of the local shops on Brighton Seafront. We can see diggers and digging, and we're at the beach.
Yes, this building, so I can see a lorry there. I can hear the crane equipment. That's the sound of a lorry. There you are. Big things, deliveries.
The building known as the Shelter Hall is the focus of an 11 million project, which will see it rebuilt and restored to its Victorian glory. The Shelter Hall was a place promenading Victorians used as a haven from bad weather or to seek shade when it was too hot.
So we're here on the beach where a shop is selling different sorts of things. There's lots of pictures of beach huts and stuff and deck chairs, and we have some mugs as well, which is cool. And also in the background there's a sound of wind chimes as well. I wonder how much they are anyway, because I've always wanted a pair of mine. I love wind chimes because they make beautiful sounds, and they sort of relax you in case you're having a bad time, I think.
This is the Carousel in Brighton, and it was built in 1888. And when I was a kid, my uncle used to take my sister and me down here, and you could go on the horses or go in a carriage. There is a little train, and it goes around on a roundabout. On a roundabout, only children. On the carousel, children and adults only. I thought the beach was very good.
The amount of sounds were amazing, yeah, because I don't think I've ever heard so much sounds like down there.
Different sounds on the beach is very good.
My favourite sound has to be the carousel, because I love it when I was a kid.
My favourite sound was probably the train, I think. The reason is because I used to own a train set when I was 9. I was actually a lad from years ago, so that takes me back.
My favourite sound is that the diggers. They dig, 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 dig.
This is Carousel Radio, and this month we're outside in the fresh air.
David, what have you done in the woods?
I used to work doing logging and chopping stuff up and putting the logs in bags as well, and splitting the wood up and getting ready for the fencing and stuff like that.
What skills and tools did you learn?
I used a mallet. And we patted down the making weaving and used our hands to weave. One of the staff taught me how to make hurdles for a customer.
So David, what sounds did you hear whilst you were outside in the woodland area?
And I heard the tapping of the woodpecker. We heard cuckoos down there as well. We saw a deer going across the woods as well. I like hearing the wind blowing the leaves. Yeah, it's like relaxing. You do meditation in the woods as well. We all sat around together and talking about what we were doing in the afternoon. And had squirrel sandwiches.
This month, Carousel Radio is outside, the outside edition of the show. Smelling that fresh air.
Here is a sketch from the Carousel Punchlines comedy project.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you about the sort of person I am. Here's what happens when I'm on my way to work, when I'm trying to get to work. There's always big crowds of people, all pushing and shoving, and they're always bumping into me. They are. And every time I say, excuse me, or I'm sorry, they're the ones that should be saying it, and but they don't. I do, because I like to be polite. I might be carrying something very, very expensive, something more valuable than anything I own, like my iPad, for example. I might be walking along all by myself, minding my own business, and then sometimes, most people, they would bump into, most people are going to bump into me and make me drop my precious iPad. And then it falls onto the ground, and then it's all, and then it's damaged, it is. So what do? I apologise to the person and who bumped into me and make me drop it. Because I want to be polite, I'm a very sensitive person. Confrontation makes me very, very, very upset. The last thing I want to do is have a massive falling out. I don't want to upset anyone. I just want to pretend it just never happened. And then we can put it all behind us and then we can move on. I want to forget about the bad things in life because that's the kind of guy I am. Thank you.
Busy roads around here.
Hundreds and hundreds of cars going up and down the Green Street.
Thank you for listening outside show.
Thanks also to Johnny Shatter for a story.
We'd also like to thank Ben Duren for the punchline sketch. And our next show is all about holidays.
Ooh. Where are you going now?
Carousel Radio.